The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 7th of May, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it looks like we got a little bit of leakage when it comes to iOS 13. I know you're thinking, wait a minute, we don't even have iOS 12 yet. It doesn't matter. In the world of leakage and rumors, the latest is the greatest. Now, believe it or not, these rumors are actually coming from Bloomberg. Bloomberg's Mark Grumman is actually the one that tweeted this stuff out and was able to share little details with us. Starting off with the code name, it's actually Yukon. Now, like we were saying, most of the biggest updates we're going to see on iOS 13 will be just for the iPad. So there wasn't much to go by when it comes to the iPhone. I have a feeling what we're seeing is the iPad version. That's why we don't know what's coming to the iPhone. Now, one of the features we're seeing is open multiple tabs in a single app. Yep, just like you do on Mac OS. And according to Grumman, iPad users will be able to use the same app side by side, and also Big Pencil improvements are said to be in the works as well. Now, as far as those rumors we've been hearing about before for the complete redesign of the home screen for particularly iOS 12, well, we're not seeing it much in 13, so don't hold your breath. Google's Chromecast, nice little thing, isn't it? And they've sold quite a few of the little suckers. However, though, it doesn't seem a lot of people are buying them up as of recently, so it must be time for an upgrade. So what could possibly be done with the Chromecast now? How about we add Bluetooth? Yes, it sure does look like Google is planning to relaunch the second generation Chromecast, so it will have Bluetooth support. At least according to the FCC filings that went public over the weekend. Now, those of you in our audience that are very techie savvy, you'll remember that the older version actually supported 2.4 gigahertz low energy bandwidth Bluetooth. But it really wasn't much good for anything. But apparently the upcoming one will have the full 2.4 gigahertz Bluetooth support. And those of you out there thinking, well, maybe they could do a software upgrade. That way I won't have to buy a new one. And no, that ain't gonna happen. Google will definitely require you to cough up another $30. And finally, it's a shorty today. Yeah, a lot of news over the weekend, just not a whole lot in tech. Well, our "and finally today" definitely has a Superman vibe. I'm talking about X-ray vision. And I'm talking about the company VAR, that apparently has developed a device that can see through objects just like Superman. They're saying the device is a powerful sensor, really, that uses radio frequencies. And what it does, it detects movement and then differentiates between people and objects. Now, they're saying right now you'll be able to do, like, say, home monitoring, you know, for security purposes. They're saying it also could be used for law enforcement purposes. And the big one, which I think is really cool, is being able to detect breast cancer. As for what the thing can see through, well, they're saying true Superman vision here. You can see through human bodies, brick walls, closed doors, and other solid objects. However, though, we don't know if it's affected by kryptonite, and no word if it can see through lead yet. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is our website for our podcast, the blog, and reviews. It's all over there and it's all for you. Check us out on our social media destinations as well. Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come on over and join us. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I know it's Monday. Come on, let's all smile together. We just got to get to Tuesday. Have a great one, and thank you so much as always for listening.